You're watching another edition of Money in Main Street, and we're up to our CEO sit-down segment now, where we invite a prominent Long Island business leader to share expertise with us. Today, we're happy to have William Lieberman on the show. He's an experienced founder, entrepreneur, and his company, The CEO's Right Hand, provides strategic and financial consulting services to other CEOs. Well, thanks for being on Money in Main Street, William.
Thank you, Crystal.
Today, we're talking about how to know if you're going to run out of cash and what to do about it. Now, obviously, as a business owner, you need to stay on top of your incoming and outgoing finances. And you say, to start this, you need to know the state of the union. So explain that for us.
Absolutely. So you need to sit down with your bookkeeper and make sure you have a good understanding of all your expenses. Everything's in your books. They've tracked everything, all your invoices, everything that's owed to you and that you are owed, you know, you owe your vendors. So that you make sure that you reconcile everything every month so that you match the bank.
That's step one.
Step one. Then from there, generating the reports from that system, from your accounting system, so that you can see the cash that's coming in and coming out on an even daily basis for some businesses, but definitely by monthly, month by month.
Sure. You also talk about building a 12-month forecast, considering revenues, costs, expenses. So walk us through that.
Right. So you always want to start with the revenues. That's the easiest piece. Yeah. So how much are we going to be bringing in month by month over the next 12 months? Some businesses are very cyclical, and there might be more in the winter, less in the winter, et cetera.
Sure.
Some businesses might just be steady. And you just take a look at your past 12 months, and then you can forecast out if there's new business coming in, what does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, step through your costs. Mm-hmm. So how much does it cost to deliver on those revenues? The product, if you're a product business,
there's
work and materials that and labor that's associated with creating that product.
Right, cost of goods sold,
Exactly, or the cost of labor if you're a service business.
Yeah.
Then you have all your operating expenses. It could be sales and marketing, advertising, social media, et cetera. It could be customer service. You're in the customer service business, so you have to pay those people to serve your customers.
Yeah, let's delve into marketing and sales a little bit. And customer service, tech support. Why is this important in terms of monitoring your cash flow?
Well, what happens is you need to make sure that the amount of money that you're spending on these various activities are actually generating cash for you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you invest in sales and marketing, you're investing in something that will generate revenues for you, hopefully in the short run, but definitely medium run.
Sure.
So you need to make sure that you're spending the right amount of money and not too much because it'll eat into that cash reserve that you have.
And then we want to talk about calculations, that phase of forecasting. Give us your steps in how to spot any red flags.
Well, when you go through your revenues, start with your revenues and subtract all your cost of goods sold, that gives you your gross margin. So
right.
Your gross profit is a very important number to look at. And typically companies want to be around 50-60%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
of any size.
Yeah, typically any size. Mm-hmm. Some industries are different than others. But that's a good rule of thumb. Then from there, you subtract all your operating expenses to get down to your net income or profit.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, you want to be 10-20% of your total revenue should be down to the bottom in terms of profit.
Mm-hmm. And then if you do foresee a problem, you've caught that red flag, what can you do about it? You want to make sure you're not running out of cash.
Correct. And this is where that forecast comes in handy. So you're using that monthly forecast to look at your profits on a month-by-month basis. And if you see profits going negative, that will eat into cash and your cash reserves will go down.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to forecast ahead of time to know that there's going to be a problem. And if there is, cut expenses ahead of time, especially all the discretionary ones.
That seems simple, but really is still the king in terms of remedies.
Absolutely. And there's lots of easy things. You don't go out to dinner, or you don't take a customer out to dinner or something like that as much. Or you can cut some of the spending that you're doing on vehicles or things like that that you don't necessarily have to do. You can work remotely more so you don't have gas expense or something like that.
How do you suggest, let's say, delaying payables? That can help.
Absolutely. So if you're working with your vendors and you've worked with them for a long period of time, you tell them, hey, look, I'm going to need to stretch my payables a little bit. I'm expecting some money coming in. And you know, work with me because I've been such a good customer of yours for many years.
Relationship building, always.
Relationship.
Rely on that when you need to.
And be transparent with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you say, hey, look, you know, here's where I am in my business and here's how I'm growing it. And here's what I need from you. And I'll give you more business if you do this for me.
Show some good faith there. All right. Those are all great tips. William Lieberman, founder of The CEO's Right Hand. Thanks for being on Money in Main Street.
Thank you.